October 2002. The Shore. Mars was a distant shore, and the men spread upon it in waves. Each wave was different, and each wave stronger. The first wave carried with it men accustomed to spaces and coldness and being alone. The coyote and cattle men, with no fat on them, with faces the years had worn the flesh off, with eyes like nail heads and hands like the material of old gloves, ready to touch anything. Mars could do nothing for them, for they were bred to plains and prairies as open as the Martian fields. They came and made things a little less empty, so that others would find courage to follow. They put panes in hollow windows and lights behind the panes. They were the first men. Everyone knew who the first women would be. The second men should have traveled from other countries, with other accents and other ideas. But the rockets were American, and the men were American, and it stayed that way, while Europe and Asia and South America and Australia and the islands watched the Roman candles leave them behind. The rest of the world was buried in war, or the thoughts of war. So the second men were Americans also, and they came from the cabbage tenements and subways, and they found much rest and vacation in the company of the silent men from the tumbleweed states who knew how to use silences so they filled you up with peace after long years crushed in tubes, tins, and boxes in New York. And among the second men were men who looked, by their eyes, as if they were on their way to God.